in the name of the law. We bring you another of the thrilling stories in this exciting series, taken from actual police case files.
Our story begins in a little farmhouse in Hudson Town.
Hello? Yep, this is John. Yep. No, he ain't here. I don't know. Went to town, I guess.
Yep.
I'm here alone. Yep, sorry. Sure, I'll tell him. No, not at all. Goodbye.
$18
Hey, what do you take it for, chump? We know you got lots of bonds, please. Now come across and we'll kill you.
Bonds? Me? I have bonds?
You are your brother, handsome.
But I ain't got no brother.
So you're going to try that on us, are you?
Honest, you're making a mistake. You must mean the Ryder.
Hey, ain't your name Ryder?
No, no. They own the next barn. Two brothers.
The ones we want, all right. You know them, don't you?
Sure. They're old men, both of them.
And you're going to help us. Come on.
I'm going to help
you. Yeah, you heard what he said. Come on and listen to this. You're going to knock on the door and get us in, see? But if you double cross us, well, you see this? It's loaded and it's dying to go off, understand?
Yes, I understand.
Come on, let's get it. All right, yes. Okay, let's go.
Yes?
Okay. Now listen. Knock on the door, and when we open it, ask them something, anything. We'll do the rest.
Please, don't make me do such a thing. They're old men. They're my friends. Please.
Now, wait, that's just too bad. Look at this. Now, do you do as we say, or would you like to get a face full of lead first?
Put that gun away, please. I'll do it. Oh, Father, please forgive me for what I...
This little 32 is better than all your prayers, you chump. Come on, get going. Coming to the door. Stand back, don't let them see you.
They can't see us. No door. Oh, it's you, John.
Wait a minute.
What brings you here? It's John Snyder, August. Come in. What's the matter? Are you sick?
Oh, hello, John. Come in, come in. We're glad to see you.
Yeah, we're glad to see you, too. Come on, get him up.
What is this, a hold-up?
John, you trying to rob us?
Oh, Otto, please believe me.
Shut up. Now put up your hands, don't I?
And get in there.
Come on, move fast. We ain't got all night.
Okay, now close the door. I got these guys covered.
Where's your money and your bonds?
Why, we haven't got any.
Keep your hands up, you.
Don't move them. Now tell us, where do you keep your dough?
We haven't got any money, we can't.
You, keep your hands
up! Way out for the dog!
I'll have a speech for you, a lesson. Now tell us, where are those bonds?
Why don't you leave them alone? They're old men, they don't.
We ain't asking you, Marcello.
Yeah, now you guys listen. We come for your dough, we won't leave either of you alive if we don't get it, you understand?
Oh, don't hit my brother, please. I'll give you the money. Only don't.
We want a bond, so.
I'll give you everything, everything.
Oh,
here. Here in this jar, everything we own. We worked all our lives, both of us, to save that money.
Worked all your lives, eh? Now, ain't that nice? Well, we deserve it, too. We worked one night for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure, we worked hard, too. Come on, give me that jar and come on. Let's beat it. And you, if you call a cop, we're coming back to kill you, see? Come on.
Hello. Hello, operator. Hello.
Give me the sheriff's office. Please, the sheriff's office. Oh, it's important. Very important.
Sheriff Welch?
Yes.
Keeling's my name, Kansas State Highway Patrol. This is Officer Stone. Colonel Smith assigned us.
Yes, I know. I asked Colonel Smith for some help. Glad to know you, Keeling. Stone, sit down, please. I don't know how much you know of this case, men.
Oh, I know, Sheriff, because there's been a holdup and a murder.
Ben, the most dastardly crime I've ever worked on, was committed in this town last night. Three old men, farmers, innocent men, were attacked and robbed. One of them, August Riker, age 53, died a little while ago from wounds received last night.
Anyone identify the bandits?
No, they wore masks. All we know is that there were three of them.
That means those gallery photographs won't help us, eh, Sheriff?
Exactly.
Are the other two victims wounded?
They were horribly beaten.
That's so.
They were beaten with guns, unmercifully, stabbed, kicked.
Well, it sounds like the work of fiends.
Yes, three fiends.
Got any ideas where we start?
No. That's what we've got to decide right now. One thing I can tell you, however, and that is that the people of our county are in an ugly mood. They want this case solved right away.
Well, so do we, Sheriff.
Yes, I know that. Now, I would suggest that, what was that?
Huh?
That noise. Hear it?
Sounds like a mob to me, Sheriff.
Let's go to the window.
There we are, Sheriff. Looks like you're right. There are whole towns out there.
Yeah, in that ugly mood you were talking about.
Better talk to them before they do some damage, Sheriff.
Open that window, Keeley.
Right.
Everybody, quiet,
quiet. Now, gentlemen, the sheriff's office will do everything in its power to see that justice is done. You may rest assured that the brutal murder of August Whitehall will be avenged. But that revenge will have to be meted out legally.
Quiet, please,
quiet. We do not know who committed this dastardly crime, gentlemen. But you have my word as sheriff and the word of officers Keeling and Stone here that this case will be solved. Just get up and stand up. Go to your homes, all of you. We shall need your help, and we know that you want to help us. So please go where we can find you. Go to your homes.
That looks ready for anything.
And heaven help anyone they catch.
We'll have to work fast for that very reason. Now, here are your orders.
Yes, sir.
We've got to go over this entire country with a fine-tooth comb.
Yes, sir.
Every car must be examined. Every inch of ground must be looked over. We must cover every fence with the smallest fragment of cloth. Even school children must be asked to look for clues. For a discarded jar, perhaps.
Jar?
Yes, the writers kept their money in a jar.
Sheriff, you can't expect two men to have all that.
I'll call the governor and ask him to assign as many troopers as we need. Operator, get me the state capitol. I want to talk to Governor Landon. Yes.
I'd like to speak to Governor Landon.
Heading. You're about the 10th trooper that stopped me, and I'm darn tired of answering your fool questions. Let you search my car. What place do you want?
I said that orders are orders. Where are you heading?
I'm on the way to Hutchinson. I live there. Anything else you want to know?
No, everything looks all right. Sorry.
Any cars stop here for gas the night of the 23rd?
Yes, sir. Plenty of them buy my gas.
Recall seeing any strangers?
Well, think you do. Some fellas in a new sedan seemed to be in an awful hurry. Ran off without taking change.
Yeah? What kind of car was it?
Can't help you on that, but think it had Oklahoma plates.
Believe it had Oklahoma plates.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do, ma'am? I'm Sheriff Wells.
Well?
Did you see any strangers the night before last? Anyone who aroused your suspicion?
No, I didn't. What's more, I'm tired of answering that question. You're the fourth person who asked me that same thing.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but we're trying to solve a murder case, and we must insist that you cooperate with us.
Well, I didn't see anyone. I'm sorry. But I didn't didn't do anything, officer.
Yes, ma'am, I know. I just want to ask you a few questions about your car.
For land's sake, you troopers are more bother than you were. Why don't you catch criminals instead of annoying innocent
men? Sorry, ma'am. Mind opening that trunk?
What? I should say I do mind. Now listen to me, young man. You've no right to mind.
Now remember, children, on your way home from school today, we're all going to play a game. We want you to look very carefully behind bushes and trees, every place, for a jar, the kind your mothers keep reserved in. And if any of you see one, don't touch it. Just tell me about it, and I'll tell Sheriff Welch immediately. Now, don't forget, keep your eyes open wide this afternoon and see if one of us can't help the police.
Ma'am, that's right. We want to know about all out-of-town telephone calls, incoming or outgoing, from Hudson.
I can't give you that information now. We'll have to speak to the night.
Yes, yes, I know. But let us know what you find as soon as you can, will you? Thanks.
You glad, officer? Well, what we want is to report on every telegram received and transmitted from this office.
Yes, sir. Every telegram.
Send that report to my office this afternoon.
That's clear?
Right. Name's Will.
Sheriff Will.
Is your mother and father home, Sonny?
Just a minute, Sheriff. Daddy. Daddy, a policeman's here.
Oh, yes, sir.
You
want me?
We're looking for information on the Schreiner Ryder case.
It's a terrible thing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I wonder, Mr. Cunningham, did you see any strange faces around town during the last few days?
The only strange faces I've seen have been on troopers. Must have been a hundred of them.
Yes, I know, I know. Any others?
No, don't recall any. That murder happened on the 23rd, didn't it?
That's right.
I'm afraid I can't help you. I was out of town that day.
I see. On business?
Yes. I had to run down to Dodge City.
Well, if you do recall seeing anything that might interest us, communicate to the sheriff's office, will you?
I certainly will. The fellows who committed that crime ought to be strung up.
That looks like the whole town agrees with you there, Mr. Cunningham.
Well, good day.
Nearer solution of this case than we were yesterday.
We're not through checking this, Sheriff.
Yes, I know. I've called you two here to act as a sort of clearinghouse with me for all these tips and reports and whatnot. I should say that we have at least 200 memorandums here, and all of them must be going over.
That's okay with me, Sheriff.
And with me.
Good. Now, let's see. Here's a report from the telephone company on all out-of-town calls. Suppose we hold on to this and check them later.
That's a good idea.
Now, here. Let's see. Tony Willinger saw a new sedan with Oklahoma plates on the 23rd. Doesn't say who was in the car. Here, Stone, you brought this in yourself. Get some more dope, will you?
All right.
Later, of course.
Yes.
And here, Miss Higgins' class hasn't found any jar yet, he reports. This? Oh, I remember this. Here's a man who telephoned late last night and said he saw a car with four suspicious-looking men about 10 p.m. Looked like criminals, he said.
On the night of the 23rd?
Yeah. Here, Keeling, you look him up and get his complete story.
Right.
I'm afraid getting clues in this case isn't going to be so easy, Sheriff. Oh, by the way, is there any change in the condition of Schreiner and Ryder?
No, the doctors still have them on the critical list. I certainly wish I could question them again. They may be able to give us some more information.
Too bad.
Well, let's go on. Here's a report from the telegraph company. 42 wires received and transmitted on the 23rd and, 56 on the 24th. All over the state, most of them. Elmville, Emporia, Hudson. And here, Frieda Lawrence. One from Dodge City and one to...
Where's the one to Dodge City, Sheriff?
Got turkey for dinner and all the trimming. Come on down. Not much help in that one, is there?
Who sent it?
It's signed to Harry Pyle. Sent to Lacey Cunningham.
What?
I said it was
sent. I heard that, Sheriff. When did you say it was sent?
On the 24th. Why, what's it all about, Keeling?
Well, I don't know what it's all about, but this may be very interesting. I saw Cunningham a little while ago and questioned him about where he was and all that on the 23rd.
And
he said he was out of town then that day. In Dodge City.
Well, whatever.
Well, if he was in Dodge City on the 23rd, why should he receive a wire on the 24th and inviting him to dinner? Seems to me he would have got that invitation in person.
Well, I don't know, Keeling. Maybe there's something in what you say, but... Say, look at this. There's another wire to Cunningham, and this one's from Dodge City, too. And listen to this. I hope you are feeling better and are all right. Signed, Alan Pyle.
Telegrams don't sound right to me, Sheriff.
Me either.
Stealing? I think you've got something. Get Cunningham down here right away. I want to speak to him.
Yes, sir.
You soon.
Yes, sir.
Leave for Dodge City immediately and get a line on Harry and Alan Pyle. If they look interesting, arrest them if necessary and bring them in.
All right. Thanks.
Here's Mr. Cunningham, Sheriff.
What's this all about, Sheriff?
Not so loud. Look, Mr. Cunningham, just step down on there. I want to talk to you.
What about...
Hey, listen, don't excite yourself. Just answer our questions. What's your business, Mr. Cunningham?
Real estate.
Does your business keep you in town or out of town?
In town and out of it. Why?
Please, I'm asking the questions now. You travel, you say?
Some.
Where to?
Where to? I couldn't even possibly remember every place I've been in.
Oh, what city were you in last?
Well, let's see now. Dodge City, I think. Yeah, that's right. Dodge City.
And when were you there?
The day before yesterday.
On business?
Yes.
So who did you see in Dodge City?
A man named Culver. Wanted to buy a house.
Do you know a man in Dodge City named Pyle?
Pyle?
Yes.
Right. Yes, of course. Why?
When's the last time you heard from him?
Last time? Yesterday. He sent me a telegram inviting me to his home for dinner. I'm not going, though. I'm too busy.
Too busy, eh?
Yeah.
You're not sick by any chance, are you?
Sick? No. Not at all.
Oh,
why? What makes you ask?
Oh, no reason. I understand the Pyle family was a little concerned about your health. You received a telegram from Alan Pyle, didn't you? Said something about hoping you felt better, or something like that.
Oh, that was nothing. It was just a little joke.
Here comes Stone with two men, Sheriff. It looks like Harry and Alan Pyle to me.
Is they're coming here?
Sure. Why? Don't you want to meet them?
Of course. I don't mind. Not at all.
Why are you shaking that way, Cunningham?
I am not shaking. I'm all right.
Cunningham, what do you know about the murder of August Reichenbach?
I don't know anything about it. Honest, Sheriff. I don't know.
Cunningham, you know who murdered August Reicher?
I didn't do it, Sheriff.
Then who did?
That Bay Pyle. He knows who killed Reicher. But I didn't have anything to do with it.
Sure, we'll ask Bay Pyle.
Sheriff, but I don't want to be here when you talk to him. Please let me wait in the other room.
Don't be afraid, Cunningham. We'll hide you when Pyle gets here.
When Pyle gets here? You said he was coming.
Oh, you mustn't believe everything we say, Cunningham. I said Pyle was outside because I figured that would make you talk.
Is that so? You figured it'd make me talk, eh?
Well, I'm going to stop you from talking. That don't do you any good, Cunningham. You know that, don't you?
Not so sure about that, Sheriff. That crack on the head you gave him might have knocked a little sense if it didn't do it.
They came out stealing and locking on. Right. We'll talk to him later. Ben, I have bad news for you. Otto Reiter died this morning.
Shooting dead.
Yeah. And all we can show for it so far is one possible suspect. Reiner stated definitely that Cunningham was not one of the men who held him up. We did get Cunningham to admit that he was going to buy the bonds from Pyle. Harry Pyle has a perfect alibi. He was not in Hutt all that day.
What about the other one?
Alan Pyle? He's Harry's son. Call him Bailey. We're not so sure about him. Even Schreiner could identify him positively. Said he wasn't sure on account of the mask.
That's a big help.
Yeah. Excuse me. Sheriff Wells talking. Yeah? Anybody killed? That's good. Yeah? Wait till I get it down on them. Five passengers at the dance. Black. Oklahoma plate. Highway 23. Model? I say, that's this year's model, isn't it? I thought so. Okay, thanks. I'll be right over.
My job?
No, fire. Car burned to the ground.
New one, too.
Did I hear you say it was a new car and had Oklahoma plates?
Yeah.
Why?
Remember Tony Willinger said he saw a new sedan with Oklahoma plates about an hour before
the... By Jiminy, I'll say I remember it. Get over there right away and find out who owned that car. It's on Highway 23, you can't miss it. One of you, he's checking that wheel talk to Bay Pyle again. Maybe he's changed his mind a little bit.
Hello. Miss, bring Alan Pyle here right away.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, where's Cunningham?
Out on bail. Schreiner couldn't identify him. We had to let him go. Swore he never saw any of the bonds Pyle spoke to him about.
Here's Pyle, look here.
Okay. Sit down there. Do you like talking now, Pyle?
No, I ain't got nothing to say.
We're holding you for murder. You know that?
Can't prove it.
Who are the other two men with you?
I ain't got nothing to say.
What's doing those bonds?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Pyle, what did you do with the cash?
What cash?
$400. $400?
Oh, wise guys, ain't you? Well, I don't fall so easy, Pete.
$15,000 of the bonds and $400 in cash for stolen. You know that.
Yeah, that's the truth, Pyle. Well, I didn't know there was any cash, Pete.
Oh, you were double-crossed. Is that it?
Maybe.
Who did it?
I don't need no help. I'll take care of them.
You'll never get out of here long enough to take care of anything, Pyle. Now, who helped you?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Hello? Yes? Oh, Keeley. What's the dope? Who? Wait a minute. Let me get that down. Okay. Go on. Yeah. Yeah. I got it. Okay. Thanks. You want to know who double-crossed you, Pyle? I'll tell you. Wilbur Stover. He cheated you out of your share of the tax.
How do you know?
Don't forget. I'm sheriff of this county. But where is Stover?
I'll tell you we can get him. What do I care? I know you're a double-crossing punk. If I take the bat for this, he does too. You want him, huh? Now listen to this. Maybe you won't believe me, but I'll tell you where you can get him. You find Stover.
What a game. Here it is, the last quarter between Kansas State Teachers and Central, and the score is tied 6-6. Kansas has the ball and third down and 7 to go. And they may kick now. One is dropping back. Oh, no. That's in the double wing back formation. There goes the ball.
Down to 19 to go. Kansas ball, fourth down, 19 to go. Boy, oh boy, what a game. Only a few more minutes to play for. Lining up now, and yep, Heisenberg is in there all right. Getting back, but he's going to carry the ball, and you all know what he can do. It's the Kansas star back lightning, they call him. Hasn't done so much so far, but it wasn't his fault. You don't understand him. And he's back now. There's the ball.
Taking lightning out. Hey, we're taking lightning off the field. But the Grover's being carried out of our boat, and I don't know what it's all about.
You don't have to worry about no eligibility here. You can play for us by life, can't you, hero?
Sure. Only you can't run so fast with them chains on your legs, can you? Well, why don't you ask the warden to take them off?
He'll do it for you. You're a football hero.
How about you, Pyle? So I can give you back your $400? We'll give you life so you have time to collect it.
Hey, where's your old man, Killer? Oh, there he is. Hi. He's a shame, fellas. Look at him. He's the one who pointed the car so they wouldn't identify
him. Yeah. The regular chain the Dicks made. They found the telegrams and went to Cunningham. They got Pyle through Cunningham. They got Stover the football hero through Pyle. And then they got that guy through Stover.
It's a regular chain the Dicks made.
Yeah, regular chain for an exchange.
And they're going to be together for life. Ain't that nice? They're going to be together for life for killing a couple of old men. Yeah.
Thank you.
Be winners again when truth and justice triumph. In the name of the law.